Former President Rawlings has asked all political parties to collaborate and help fish out the people behind the serial killing of women in the Volta region. He said he will not accuse the NPP or the NDC for the killing, but insisted that if the perpetrators are within any political party, decent-minded people should fish them out. Former President Rawlings also urged all Ghanaians to be on the watch out to prevent people from killing innocent women because of power. The former president said this at a Thanksgiving service to climax the June 4 celebration at the Action Chapel International in Accra. George Asekere was there for Radio Ghana.
Former President Flight Lieutenant J.J. Rawlings said between 8 to 11 women have so far been killed in the Volta region. He described the act as wicked and urged Ghanaians to pray for the perpetrators to repent.
I will blow out pictures of the women and the killings that have been going on some parts of the Volta region. 8 of them so far. We've got to pray. We've got to make the necessary effort for all parties in this country to dedicate themselves to flushing out such characters from our midst. The Catholic Church believes in the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. An unholy ghost in this country who wants to remain a political force to reckon with by using these things. I had hope since we came back. Those behind it, through the necessary investigation properly, they would all have been exposed. But we've allowed another chance to pass it. This time, I'm not saying it's NCP, NDC, or if it's within NDC, MPP, let the good minds, the good hearts in those get together to flush them out. If they're in the other party, they should get them out. If they're not in any of our parties, in our own social setup, please, we should be able to observe certain awkward things that can enable us assist the police to stop this thing.
Flight Lieutenant J.J. Rawlings also expressed worry about the dominance of Chinese in the local retail industry. The practice, he observed, is denying many Ghanaians of jobs. The General Overseer of the Christian Action Faith Ministries International, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, commended former President Rawlings for his love for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He urged Ghanaians to love one another and undo all bitterness. Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams also expressed the need for all to respect people in authority. The Archbishop prayed for peace for all Ghanaians.
George Asekere reporting.